cultures linked to mining. We begin this section by looking at the drawing in the first panel, which depicts the oldest mine in Spain, the Can Tintoret in Gavà, Barcelona. The mine consisted of a complex of interconnected shafts and galleries. We can also observe primitive tools used in the extraction of minerals. The following panel introduces us to the Agarica culture, who mastered copper and silver working, producing extraordinary weapons and beautiful jewels. This culture dates from 1800 BC and existed in the area defined in the limits of Meseta, Almería, Granada and Jaén. The Tartisios, also shown in this panel, are the first culture for which there is written evidence to support the fact that they explored under the surface of Spanish soil. There is evidence of the presence of this culture in the deepest levels of the deposits of Sisapo, La Bienvenida, a hamlet near to our city, located in the Alcudia Valley. The rivers Tinto and Tarsis in Huelva were the most important sites for gold, silver, and copper mining. We continue advancing in time, and in the following panel, the Fenicios are explained. These people arrived on the Spanish shore some 1000 BC. They taught the natives new techniques to improve the exploitation of the mineral resources, but more importantly, they focused their attention on commercial exploits. Their centre of operations was in Gadir, Cadiz, and they created a big mining industry thanks to a system of evaporation to extract sea salt. The Greeks also established a foothold on the coasts of the peninsula in areas of mining interest such as Sierra de Lujar in Granada, Sierra de Gádor, and the Sierra de Almagrera in Almería. Lastly, this panel mentions the arrival of the Carthaginians to the peninsula, which took place following defeat in the First Punic War. Faced with the necessity of obtaining silver to pay economic reparations to Rome, they obliged the natives to increase the rate of silver production. At the same time, copper mining began to decline, being replaced by iron mining. Moving on to the following panel, we come to the Romans, to whom we owe the first known legislation that dealt with mining issues, in which it is stated that mine workers should be slaves of the subjugated peoples. Particularly notable is the Roman mine in the valley of Alcudia in the region of Puertollano. The Romans applied their knowledge of military and civil engineering to advance new techniques in the excavation and deepening of mines, in particular methods for the reinforcement of galleries and a system for the extraction of water through the use of water wheels and Archimedes' screws, a device invented in the 3rd century BC by the man who gave it its name. In these panels we can see drawings of a cross-section of a Roman gallery where we can make out in the upper part the use of water wheels for the extraction of subterranean water. After the Roman period, mining activity in the area slowed until the middle of the 16th century. Before leaving this area, we should take a look at the panels showing the maps of the province of Ciudad Real, which shows the most important mineral deposits, and also the glass cabinets, which house examples of minerals unique to this area.